The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The concepts and views discussed in The Raw Truth are the views of the host and guests. If you plan on beginning a new health or wellness program, such as those discussed on the show, please remember to consult your healthcare professional before starting or significantly changing your personal lifestyle. Welcome to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Did you know there are over 900 different diseases caused by mineral deficiency, and some of them could even result in sudden death? Chef Sharon will discuss up-to-the-minute lifestyle changes and shift your thinking toward empowerment. Many opinions you will hear today may be counterintuitive to your current thinking. All we ask is that you have an open mind to the raw truth. Chef Sharon has spent the last 30 years sharing the raw truth with people. She does not mince words and will always tell it like it is. And now, The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Raw Truth. And I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Hey, first of all, I have a major announcement to make for me. Believe it or not, Chef Sharon has finally succumbed to social media. So guess what? You can like me on Facebook at Facebook/ The Raw Truth Radio Show. I'm also on Twitter, and I'm at Twitter/ Chef Fraser. And Fraser is spelled F like Frank, R-A, Z like Zebra. E-R, and we're tweeting live today. And you can also go to my website at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, as many of you know, at the top of the hour, it's always time for I Didn't Know That. So today we're going to continue on from last week's segment, still talking about the work that was done by Nancy Appleton. She's a PhD, and she started writing and lecturing about the health and health issues since the late 1970s. And her writings have been a direct result of her own poor health. And in her discoveries about sugar, she was able to compile a complete list of 146 ill effects of sugar. So today we are on sugar, reason number 15. Sugar intake leads to chromium deficiency. And these are some of the factors involved in type 2 diabetes. And later on in future segments, we're going to discuss this with Dr. Joel Wallach. And he's going to talk about chromium, and he's going to talk about cinnamon, and he's going to talk about vanadium as being key factors in the type 2 diabetes. Okay, number 16, sugar causes copper deficiencies or gray and white hair. What happens is you have an increased risk for something that's called an aneurysm. And an aneurysm is a swelling or a bulging of blood vessel walls. Kind of like if you took a garden hose and twisted it, and as the pressure starts to build, the size gets bigger, and then eventually that garden hose will rupture. When those blood vessel walls and that blood vessel itself actually ruptured, it's called an aneurysm, and when it does rupture, sudden death occurs. There is no cure. It just happens straight away. So those of us who have gray and white hair, we might want to take a look at our copper levels because our bodies are giving us a little sign and a symptom. All right, now, reason number 18, high sugar intake increases your risk for Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Now, both of those are digestive diseases, and did you know that they're both the same disease? The only difference is the degree of intestinal destruction, the amount of destruction going on in your intestinal tract, cilia, so on and so forth. Number 19, sugar increases cholesterol. Number 20, sugar decreases human growth hormone. Number 21, sugar lowers enzymes' ability to do their thing. Number 22, sugar plays a role in pancreatic cancer in women. That I did not know. Okay, now, we're going to switch gears here for a little bit. And as an outspoken advocate of holistic health, Dr. Peter Glidden has lectured to thousands of people over the last two decades. He delivers over 60 lectures each year and is a regular speaker at the Health Freedom Expo and Longevity Life Services regional meetings. He has appeared on TV and is a regular guest host on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Health Talk Radio program and gives weekly seminars free to all in the Chicagoland area. His new book, The MD Emperor Has No Clothes, is an eye-opening, groundbreaking, jaw-dropping exposition of the shortcomings of conventional MD-directed medicine and the unrivaled excellence of holistic medical treatment. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce to you naturopathic Dr. Peter Glidden. Good morning, Dr. Glidden.
Good morning, Ms. Frazier. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Welcome to The Raw Truth. Now, before we get started, if you don't mind, I want to thank you for accepting my invitation, and I really would like to get my guest to get to know you a little bit better. So, Dr. Glidden, could you give my listeners maybe a little 411 on your educational background, and then let's jump straight in and let's get started, okay?
Thank you very much. Well, I grew up born and raised in Nantucket Island, Massachusetts, did my pre-med undergrad work at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, Massachusetts. After I graduated with a Bachelor of Science in pre-med, I went to Bastyr University of Naturopathic Medicine in Seattle, where I secured a doctoral degree in naturopathic medicine, and I've been a licensed naturopathic physician since 1991. I have 25 years of clinical experience in the delivery of science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition strategies. I've been active politically. I've helped states secure licensing of naturopathic physicians. I've worked for nutritional supplement companies. I've done quite a bit in my career. I've been in the trenches, in the front lines of the delivery of holistic medicine, licensed and regulated holistic naturopathic medical therapeutics for a quarter of a century now. And it is a privilege for me to be able to speak in a public forum. I'm often in front of large groups of people, and I don't really know how that all happened. It just kind of worked out that way. It's kind of like the fella said, how do you make God laugh? Well, you tell them your future plans. I never would have anticipated that I would have been so much in the public eye, but I am, and I'm passionate about what we talk about. I'm passionate about what we do, because what it all boils down to is the simple notion that people are suffering needlessly here and all around the world just for lack of knowledge. There are simple things that people need to understand about the delivery of medicine that they're completely clueless about, and this is what gets me out of bed every morning.
Love it. Okay, Dr. Glidden, I'm going to let you just kind of follow right in here. Folks, what we're going to do today, this is going to be a little bit different type of a show. Dr. Glidden is excellent at delivering information and educating on a level that everyone can understand. And today I'm going to let him do his thing, and you will be amazed at what you hear. Remember, we talked about it at the beginning of the show. It's going to be counterintuitive. We want you to have an open mind, okay? Just listen to what we have to say, and then you're going to go, I didn't know that. Dr. Glidden, you want to go ahead and start, please?
Well, yeah, you bet. So here's the simple fact of the matter is that we need perspective. Perspective is important. We need perspective when we're up against things, especially when we're up against medical things. Because once you have, once you're laboring under the stress of a diagnosis, once you have asthma, once you have arthritis, once you have congestive heart failure or whatever, you're scared, you're frightened. And if you know beforehand what your options are medically, you will be forearmed, forewarned is forearmed, and you'll be in a better position to make a choice that actually benefits your life rather than making a choice out of fear, which is what most people do. Now, the simple fact of the matter is your MD may be the nicest human being in the world. Your medical doctor, your MD, may work for Doctors Without Borders. They may feed the poor on the weekends. They may be an upstanding Rotary member of your community. They may be really great human beings, but your MD does not know what's best for you. Your MD only knows what they've been trained in. And what your MD has been trained in is only one small piece of the pie of medical science. It's one small piece of the pie. It's called allopathic reductionism. Now, the pharmaceutical industry, the insurance industry, and the hospital industry, and the American Medical Association have gone out of their way over the last 100 years to convince you that the MD's way is the only way, and that everybody else is a back-of-the-bus quack with substandard dangerous training. It's a lie. It's not true. I practice naturopathic medicine. My profession is licensed and regulated. There's chiropractic medicine, osteopathic medicine, homeopathic medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, and acupuncture, and lots more. Allopathic medicine is what your MD is trained in. Nobody is trained in medicine. Medicine is a vast domain, a vast territory, with a lot of different specialties inside of it. The specialty that your MD is trained in is referred to as allopathic medicine. Now, allopathic medicine is interesting, and it's important that we understand what its strengths and what its weaknesses are, because quite frankly, allopathic medicine has also monopolized the medical market. The only medicine your insurance pays for is allopathic medicine. The only medicine practiced in your hospitals is allopathic medicine. The only medicine they teach you about in school is allopathic medicine. The only medicine they make TV shows about is allopathic medicine. And you just assume, because of all of this monopolization, that allopathic medicine must be the best, because it's everywhere all the time. But allopathic medicine is everywhere all the time, not because we have a free market, because we do not. Allopathic medicine is everywhere all the time because of financial and political coalitions which were built at the turn of the century, which most people have completely forgotten about. The MDs have legislated themselves into first place, and this is why they occupy the catbird seat, not because their therapeutics are better, but because of financial and political persuasion that's been doled out over the last 100 years. Now listen, we are not anti-MD treatments. We're not. We're about perspective. Allopathic medicine, which is what your MD is trained in, is really good. It's really good for surgery when it's necessary, for trauma care, and for a handful of infectious diseases. But for everything else, for most of the conditions that most people visit the MD for, allopathic medicine is 100% ineffective. Because as it turns out, your MD is trained not to be concerned with the causative factor of disease. Your MD is only trained in how to manage disease. And therein lies the problem.
Amazing. Amazing. Continue on, please, Dr. Glidden, if you don't mind.
So the situation here is that the MD, because they're trained in allopathic methodology, only has certain tools that they bring to the table. Your MD, remember, is not trained in medicine. They're trained in allopathic medicine, which is reductionistic. Every other type of medicine in the world is holistic. And holistic medicine and reductionistic medicine are diametrically opposed. Your MD, trained in the allopathic reductionistic method, does not believe that the human body is inhabited by a soul. Because according to reductionism, if you can't measure it, it doesn't exist. And since nobody's ever dissected the soul out of a human body or seen it with an MRI or a CT scan, since it can't be objectified to the MD, it does not exist. And also, because there is no inherent soul force inside the body is basically to the MD a random amalgamation of biochemicals that happened by some evolutionary accident thousands of years ago in a primordial antediluvian swamp somewhere, and that your body does not have the ability to fix itself.
Hey, because Dr. Glidden, excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Let's do this real quick. Hold that thought. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser, and my very special guest today, naturopathic Dr. Peter Glidden. Like us on Facebook, The Raw Truth. radio show, or on Twitter. Chef Sharon Fraser. We'll be tweeting all day. We'll be right back.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
Stock prices plunging, home prices receding, and unemployment rising to levels not seen since the Great Depression.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter, formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. And I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And today we have with us nationally recognized naturopathic doctor, Peter Glidden. Dr. Glidden, you were talking to us just before the break about allopathic reductionistic medicine. May we continue, please, sir?
You bet. So here's the deal, folks. We need perspective. We need perspective. We need to understand the water that we're getting into. We need to understand what we're up against here, right? The type of medicine that your MD is trained in is referred to as allopathic medicine. And allopathic medicine has a unique philosophical orientation. Every type of medicine has a unique philosophical orientation, and it's the philosophy of medicine that informs everything that it does. So allopathic medicine argues that the body is a machine made of parts, that the body does not have the ability to fix itself, and it is your doctor's job, your MD's job, to manage the situation. Your MD, it's an eye-opening thing for most people to understand, and this is a game changer. This little piece of information is a game changer. Your MD, bless their hearts, is not trained to cure disease. They're only trained how to manage the disease process. Now, you don't think I'm right? Well, let's think about heartburn. Can you cure heartburn? No. The answer is no. They can manage it with the little purple pill, but they can't cure it. How about arthritis? Can they cure arthritis? No. They can manage arthritis with anti-inflammatories and pain meds until the joint gets so bad that you need the titanium knee, And then 3 years later, when that titanium knee fails, they're more than happy to give you another one, and so forth and so on. This is a breathtaking realization when you understand that your MD, who may be the nicest human being in the world, God-fearing man or woman, or goes to church every Sunday, an upstanding family man, an upstanding family woman, but they are not trained to be concerned with what causes disease. They're only concerned in how to manage the disease process with drugs and surgery. Now, we're not against drugs and surgery. That would be ludicrous. This is a common misconception about naturopathic medicine. We are not opposed to drugs and surgery. It's not the drug, it's how it's used. It's not the gun, it's how it's used. It's not the drug, it's how it's used. When MDs use drugs based on a reductionistic allopathic philosophy, guess what? Their treatments, are you sitting down? If you're driving a car, pull over to the side of the road. Put something heavy on your head because your head's about to explode. MD therapeutics in the United States are the leading 783,936 people a year die from MD-directed treatments. 106,000 from adverse drug reactions. 98,000 from medical error. 115,000 from bed sores. 88,000 from infection. 108,000 from malnutrition. 199,000 outpatient deaths. Unnecessary procedures, 37,000, surgery-related, 32,000, and all of this nonsense costs you $282 billion a year. And now, you know, I voted for President Obama. I liked President Obama when he came into office. I am a Democrat. I was born and raised in Massachusetts. Forgive me. You know, I don't take political sides anymore. I really don't, and I don't consider myself a Democrat anymore. I don't. But here's the deal. The government now has made it mandatory for you to buy insurance, to give you access to a medicine which is the leading cause of death and whose physicians are not concerned with what causes disease. We are down the rabbit hole. It's we're inside out and upside down. And this is the problem that we have with medicine. The medical system in the United States does not need to be upregulated. It does not need to be downregulated. It does not need to be tweaked, managed, nor massaged. The medical system in the United States needs to be abandoned because it does not work. Not for chronic disease. Works pretty good for trauma. Works pretty good for surgery. I mean, the stuff that MDs can do in the surgical theater now is just this side of miraculous. And, I mean, let's be honest, thank God for Novocaine. Thank God for penicillin. But look around you. Are people in your lives getting better? Are they getting healthier? Are we getting healthier? How's the average person in the United States after the age of 30 takes three different prescription medications, the intention of which, none of which are to cure the disease. While we've given our world over to the MDs and the pharmaceutical companies, autism has skyrocketed. It's risen from 1 out of 10,000 to 1 out of 88. 1 out of 88 kids is born autistic while the MDs have been driving the bus. Alzheimer's has skyrocketed. It's risen from obscurity to become the sixth leading cause of death while we've let the MDs be in charge of everything. Arthritis increasing, high blood pressure increasing, kidney disease increasing, life expectancy decreasing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a change. I mean, you know, it's like Dr. Phil says, how's that working for you? As God is my witness, the only reason that the MDs stay in business, the only reason that they are still in charge is because they have outregulated every other medical profession. I'm a licensed naturopathic physician. I did 8 years of medical training in fully accredited academic institutions in the United States. I hold a license to practice medicine. Now, I used to work in Seattle, Washington. In Seattle, as a naturopathic physician, I can prescribe drugs, deliver babies, perform minor surgery, work in hospitals, call myself a physician, order any diagnostic test I want, and it's all covered by insurance. 6 months ago, the great state of Illinois fined me $5,000 because I used the word doctor in my website. Because naturopathic medicine is, you can't practice naturopathic medicine in Illinois. It's illegal. We do not have a free medical market. We do not. Most people don't understand this because MD-directed medicine has been everywhere all the time for so long that people just assume that the MDs are the king of the hill and that everybody else has substandard, back-of-the-bus, dangerous treatments when just the opposite is true. You know how many people have died from vitamin treatments in the last 5 years in the United States? Zero! Meanwhile, 783,936 people a year are killed because they went to MDs. And not only that, I mean, how's the quality of your life? I mean, how's the quality of your life? How's the quality of your parents' life? How's the quality of your kids' life? You want another wake-up call? Go to your public school at lunchtime and sit outside the nurse's office and look to see how many kids are lined up for their attention deficit disorder drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an out-of-control situation. Once again, this is not an anti-MD rant. This is let's get a clue, let's get perspective. Look, if you have a bullet in your arm, heaven forbid, you get your leg blown off in Afghanistan, heaven forbid, you're in an automobile accident, a drunk driver T-bones you at the intersection on your way home from work, you're bleeding to death from a severed artery, go to the MD because that's their wheelhouse. In a perfect world, it would be illegal for MDs to treat chronic disease. Look, we don't let chiropractors do open heart surgery, do we? No. In a perfect world, we would not let the MDs come close to us with a chronic disease because they're not trained how to cure it. They're only trained how to manage it. And as they manage it, we get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. But because they're everywhere all the time, we do not know there's a different way. And we suffer for lack of knowledge.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I lost my mother because of prescription drugs. So I'm with you on this. And this is one of the reasons why I am so passionate. I have a store here in Las Vegas. It's called Raw Food Express. And it's a restaurant, but we also are helping people with their nutrition and with their diet and with their lifestyle to start making these changes. And also, like you, Dr. Lyddon, we're educating the public. So I think both of us are passionate about what we do, and we are seeing changes, and this is definitely a crusade, and we need more people to jump on board and to help us. Okay, so continue on if you don't mind, then we're going to cut to a break real quick. Let's take a break right now. I've got a better idea. Let's stop right here. We'll take a short break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking with Dr. Peter Glidden. We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
How do you find out more about wellness? When we let our busy schedule keep us on the run without stopping, something's going to give. How is the balance in your life? Are you overhyped or feeling run down constantly? Is stress doing its part to control your life? Listen for Be Well Bites with host Jamie Relay. Our show is all about connecting you with the experts that can help you with living a nourishing and fulfilling life in small, bite-sized tips and ideas. Nourish yourself and tune in to Be Well Bites on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. And it's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And today I'm here with nationally recognized naturopathic doctor, Peter Glidden. And Dr. Glidden, we're in phase two. We were talking about, let's see if we can educate the audience and let folks know what can they do. What are their recourses? Where's their empowerment? Can
well,
you share
great.
That with them?
Yeah, you betcha. So what it all boils down to, ladies and gentlemen, is by virtue of their training and education, MDs are the wrong people to go to if you have a chronic disease because they're not trained how to fix it. They're only trained how to manage it, and that just is like painting over the mold in your basement without taking care of the leak that caused the mold in the first place. It's only a matter of time until the mold gets worse. It's better to attempt to fix it. Now, we're suffering from two medical myths here in the United States. Myth number one is that the MD is the undisputed king and emperor of medicine, and everybody else is a back-of-the-bus quack. It's a lie. It's not true. Myth number two is that healing is a complicated, sophisticated process that can only happen in multi-million-dollar high-tech facilities. Surgery is a complicated process that should only happen in high-tech facilities. Surgery is complicated. Healing is easy. The entire position of every holistic medical profession in the world, bar none, is the fundamental belief that the human body is endowed with God-given intelligence. Your body knows how to fix itself. Your body wants to fix itself. Your body is attempting all of the time to fix itself. Think about it this way. Your body is so smart, it grew itself all by itself. From a single-celled organism into the magnificent manifestation of you, and it did all of that without your conscious control. Now, if your body could do that, do you think it can fix itself? Well, the answer is resoundingly yes. I have the easiest job in the world. All that I do is support people's bodies, give people a nutritional leg up. We provide therapeutics, the intention of which is to support and promote your body's God-given ability to fix itself. It's simple, it's easy, it's elegantly effective, and if you stick around with us long enough, the testimonials that you hear will bring you to tears. Now, you know, years ago, human lifespan was doubled. Human lifespan was doubled by virtue of cleaning up the water supply. We learned as a society not to pee upstream and drink downstream. We cleaned up the water and we developed public sanitation, and we also had a better control over food production. Those three things doubled human life expectancy. Now in the United States, by the way, is 52nd in the world, 52nd in the world in life expectancy. The average life expectancy in the United States is 75 years of age, I believe. Don't quote me on that. But we have the genetic potential to make it to 120. We have the genetic potential to make it to 120 years old, but we're lucky if we make it into our mid-70s here in the United States, and the last 20 years aren't that pretty, are they? But in any event, what we do is provide people with foundation medical nutrition information that they can use right now in order to produce a positive effect on their lives. And if just by cleaning up the water and developing public sewage, we were able to double our life expectancy by paying attention to medical nutrition, you can take it to the next level. And this is what we do. We provide science-based, clinically verified health recovery protocols developed by licensed and regulated physicians, the intention of which are to support and promote your body's God-given ability to fix itself. This is groundbreaking, tip-of-the-spear, new-fashioned medical nutrition that you have absolutely no idea of. And more's the pity, your medical doctor, your MD, is completely blind to. Remember, your medical doctor may be the nicest person in the world, but they're trained in allopathic reductionism. And allopathic reductionism has no training, no time, no appreciation, and no respect for medical nutrition. So if you want a difference, if you know in your heart that there's got to be a different way, if you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, if you're tired of taking a prescription medicine to pee, a prescription medicine not to pee, a prescription medicine to fall asleep, a prescription medicine to wake up, a prescription medicine for your to help you breathe, a prescription medicine for your knee pain, if you're tired of having five fake knees, for goodness sake, you know there must be a different way. Well, you have just found it. The reason that we have to do radio shows like this is because the pharmaceutical industry does not want you to know what we know. Did you know that in the European Union, you can't get a vitamin prescription? You can't go to the health food store and buy vitamins that have any potency at all? That the only way you can get a potent vitamin is if you have an MD's prescription? Did you know that? Well, in the United States, there's a law called Codex, called DSHEA, the Dietary Supplement Health Enforcement Act, forwarded by Clinton Miller. God rest his soul. Clinton Miller died a couple of months ago. He was a big advocate for holistic medicine. There's a law in the United States that separates pharmaceutical control from vitamins. So you don't need a doctor's prescription to get an effective nutritional supplement. Thank God for the United States of America. But your doctor certainly doesn't know this. Your health food store owner certainly doesn't know this. There's only a handful of licensed physicians in the entire world that know what we know. And because there are so few of us, and because there are so many sick and suffering people, my colleague, Dr. Joel Wallach, the unrivaled superstar of holistic medicine, had the brilliant idea 20 years ago to form a company, Youngevity, as a networked marketing company. And why did he do that? He did that to generate a grassroots coalition, a non-militant army of the informed. People that fed up with conventional medicine, know there must be a different way, adopt Dr. Wallach's science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition strategies, try it on for size, recover their health in a remarkable way, and then tell everybody in their world about it. And this is how we're going to change the world. We're not going to fight the pharmaceutical industry. It's too much. They have too much money. They have too much power. So instead of getting more states licensed in naturopathic medicine, instead of raising more money to found more naturopathic medical schools and more naturopathic research facilities, which is going to take a couple of hundred years, we're going to start right now. I'm going to tell you what you can do to optimize the health of your body. You're going to try it, and when it works, you're going to tell everybody in your life about it. And if you so desire, we will pay you to help spread our message of science-based, clinically verified health recovery through Dr. Wallach's methodology. Now, I've been doing this for over 25 years. I have 25 years of experience in holistic medicine. I was one of the first naturopathic physicians, the first physicians in the country, to do bioidentical hormone supplementation. I was one of the first physicians in the country to do heavy metal detoxification. I was one of the first physicians in the country to prove homeopathic human growth hormone. I was on the team that proved homeopathic human growth hormone. I've been around the block with naturopathic medicine for 25 years. And as God is my witness, since I've been following Dr. Wallach's methodology, Dr. Wallach is the founder of Youngevity. Since he's 74 years old, he's been published over 70 times. He wrote a research book, $25 million of federally funded research. It's in the Smithsonian Institution, Dr. Wallach's research encyclopedia. He literally wrote the book on medical nutrition, literally. Since I've been following Dr. Wallach's methodology, since I've been leaning on Dr. Wallach's research and using Dr. Wallach's nutritional supplements, the results that I've seen with my patients eclipse in effectiveness anything that I had previously been exposed to, and I'd been exposed to just about everything in the wonderful undiscovered territory of holistic medicine. Dr. Wallach's therapeutics produce remarkable results most of the time, and they leverage in a remarkable way your body's built-in God-given ability to fix itself. Look, the tumor, the cancer tumor, is not the disease. It's the result of the disease. The sickle cell of sickle cell anemia is not the disease. It's the result of the disease. The constricted airway in an asthmatic person is not the disease. It's the result of the disease. The clogged artery is not the disease. It's the result of the disease. The decayed joint is not the disease. It's the result of the disease. And what we advocate is rational, sound, science-based, and quite frankly, about time. All that we advocate people to do is give your body a nutritional leg up. Stop eating food that's gumming up the works and give your body nutritional support. Give your body the raw materials it needs to have healthy joints. Give your body the raw materials it needs to have healthy lungs, healthy heart, etc., etc., etc. And when you apply these therapeutics, when you get on board with rational, science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition, the results speak for themselves.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a short break, Dr. Glidden, okay? And then we're going to come back and we're going to continue on with this. This is Raw Truth. My name is Chef Sharon Fraser, and we're here with my very special guest, Dr. Peter Glidden, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
How do you find out more about wellness? When we let our busy schedule keep us on the run without stopping, something's going to give. How is the balance in your life? Are you overhyped or feeling run down constantly? Is stress doing its part to control your life? Listen for Be Well Bites with host Jamie Relay. Our show is all about connecting you with the experts that can help you with living a nourishing and fulfilling life in small, bite-sized tips and ideas. Nourish yourself and tune in to Be Well Bites on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser, and we're still here with Dr. Peter Glidden. And Dr. Glidden, back for the final, we were talking about longevity and its nutritional benefits and people being able to actually try the product and feel the difference. Can you continue on that for me, please?
Yeah, you bet. So the fundamental position here is that surgery is complicated, healing is easy. And the holistic method argues that the human body knows how to fix itself, the human body wants to fix itself. But there are 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, like calcium and zinc and selenium, 16 vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, you've seen them all, 12 amino acids, and 2 essential fatty acids that the human body needs. These things need to go down the hatch every day in order for your nutritional tank to be full, so that your body has everything that it needs to function properly. Now, if you're deficient in any of these nutrients for an extended period of time, something's going to break. For example, heartburn. The preeminent cause of heartburn is a deficiency in calcium and a deficiency in salt, period. You don't have heartburn because you have a Prilosec deficiency. You have heartburn because there's not enough calcium and not enough, that's right, you guessed it, salt in your body. High blood pressure, most of the time, is a calcium and a magnesium deficiency. You don't have high blood pressure because you have a hydrochlorothiazide deficiency. You have high blood pressure because your body has run out of the essential nutrients that it needs to regulate its blood pressure. It's no different than your automobile. Your car runs out of oil, the engine seizes. Was there anything wrong with the engine? No, it ran out of oil. Well, when your body runs out of essential nutrients, things start to break, and then what do? You go to the only show in town, the MD. It's the only medicine your insurance pays for. And the MD manages your symptoms with drugs. Now, do the drugs address the deficiency? No. So you get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, and then you die. And this is what passes for the best medicine in the world. It's nuts. So healing is easy. What do? Well, Dr. Wallach did $25 million of federally funded research. It took 12 years. 26,000 autopsies, 10 million blood chemistries. When you do that much pragmatic research, you start to see patterns. Dr. Wallach took that research and started applying it with human patients as a licensed naturopathic physician and developed simple boilerplate foundation medical nutrition strategies to support and promote the easy healing ability of your body. So, if you're struggling with a blood sugar issue, guess what? We have a healthy blood sugar pack, which provides your body with 100% of the raw materials that it needs to optimize its blood sugar metabolism. You have an arthritic condition, anything, you have any type of a bone or a joint issue, osteoporosis, osteopenia, rheumatoid arthritis, traumatic arthritis, osteoarthritis. We don't treat disease, but we support and promote your body's ability to have healthy bones and joints. It's easy. It's so easy, it's hard for you to believe that what I'm saying is true. Oh, Dr. Glidden, it can't be that easy. Well, guess what? It is. The only reason you don't know about it is because the MDs and the pharmaceutical industry have monopolized the medical marketplace for 100 years, and nobody does this research. Look, if you went to a communist, would you expect them to be able to give you advice about voters' rights? No. Well, if you go to an MD, any MD specialist anywhere in the world, any research specialist anywhere in the world, they're trained in the reductionistic method. They do not know anything about holistic medical nutrition. And holistic medical nutrition is what your body needs in order to fix itself. Obesity is caused by nutrient deficiencies. Your medical doctor will tell you you're fat because your stomach's too big, and they'll advise you to cut your stomach out. It's called gastric bypass surgery. Or they'll give you speed. They'll give you amphetamines to ramp up your metabolism. Or they'll tell you you're lazy or you're depressed, but they're wrong. They're dead wrong. The only thing that makes people gain weight is we eat too many calories, and the only reason we eat too many calories is because your body is nutritionally starved. When your body is nutritionally starved, the check engine light comes on inside the mind. Your body knows that it's only a matter of time until the heart collapses, the kidneys collapse, the liver collapse, because your body's run out of the stuff it needs to keep itself healthy. So what does your body do? It forces you to eat. So you go to Olive Garden, you eat 3,000 calories because you have to. And then 2 hours later, you're starving again. Why? Because the food that you just ate is devoid of the nutrients that you need. And this is the biggest mistake that we make. It is impossible to secure all 90 essential nutrients from food. You cannot do it. It is impossible. Unless you supplement your body with the 90 essential nutrients every day, it is only a matter of time until something breaks. When you do supplement your body with the 90 essential nutrients every day, oh my God, all of a sudden, switches start to turn on in your body mind that have been turned off for decades. You start to lose weight spontaneously. You start to feel better. You start to sleep through the night. Your aches and pains get less and less and less. Why? Because your body finally has the raw materials that it needs to optimize its structure and function. Now, is this some magic cure-all for every ailment to afflict humankind? No. But what it is profound, science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition that gives your body a leg up. Is it a smart idea to wear a snowsuit if you're in sub-zero weather, shoveling your garage? Yeah, it's a good idea, because that protects your body. Well, is it a good idea to take a shower every day and clean the body? That's a good idea. Is it a good idea to have a waste elimination process in your town and to drink purified water? Yeah, those are good ideas. Well, when you give your body the raw materials that it needs, the medical nutrition that it needs, that's also a very, very good idea. And it will give your body mind a leg up. Ladies and gentlemen, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Give longevity a try. We have easy health recovery protocols. Healing is easy. We have thousands of representatives all around the world who have learned Dr. Wallach's simple solutions. And they will tell you what you can do. No copay, no consultation charge, no insurance copay. We will tell you what to do to support and promote health and welfare of your body, and you try the stuff, see how you feel, and then if you feel so inclined, help us to spread our message, because where did I read? My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. And by the way, folks, if you like the sound of all this stuff, please visit my website, fireyourmdnow.com. I kind of like the ring of that. How about you? fireyourmdnow.com. I have tons of information that's available on my website for free. I have lots of information available as a subscription service on my website, and I have a radio show myself every day from 3 to 5 Central Time. It's a Health Talk call-in radio show. So check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Knowledge is power. Inform yourself. Take your health back with the best science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition formulations in the world brought to you through longevity.
Wonderful. Well, folks, you're not going to believe it. That's our show for today. Hey, listen, like us on Facebook / The Raw Truth Radio Show, or on Twitter / Chef Fraser, F-R-A-Z-E-R, and keep on tweeting. And I'm your host today. I appreciate you spending your time with me. I hope you learned something. Let's do this again next week. So stay tuned to The Raw Truth. And now you go out and get healthy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Raw Truth. Please join Chef Sharon Fraser again next week at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Now, go and get healthy. We'll be right back.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Have you become